Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's a Hall of Famer and a 9-time Pro Bowler. Former NFL quarterback Warren Moon with Joe Lo and Dibs. Here on 95.7 The Game. Warren, it's always a pleasure. First and foremost, we thank you for your time. We've been watching this video of Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson working out in San Diego with free agent wide receiver Antonio Brown. Lamar Jackson was working out with Brown. Tom Brady's been speaking very highly of Antonio Brown. You know, let's imagine you were playing now. If you had an opportunity to go throw with Brown, what would that process be about? The physical's obvious, but what would you be talking to him about to see if he could help contribute to your team?
I would just be seeing where his mindset was, just everything that he's kind of gone through and everything that he's experienced over the last few years since he's been out of the league. You know, what is he thinking now, and where is he right now as far as his, you know, his rehab is concerned, as far as his, you know, his talent level, and then where is he in his personal life? What's going on with him in his personal life? Those are the things I'd want to find out to see if he was actually in a position to where he could come out and play football again, not so much physically, but mentally.
Warren, how concerned would you be just at the notion that he's almost, he's tried to be on almost good behavior to get a job or to get a trade or to get released or you know, get what he wants, and then the bad behavior returns? Like, it almost seems like he's kind of playing everybody in a way, and that once he gets signed, he's going to he's going to almost turn into a completely different person. How much concern is that fair, and how much concern would you have?
Well, it definitely would be a concern because he's done it two different places so far. When he went to the Raiders and also with New England, but he also has to understand in his mind that if things go wrong this next go around, that's probably it for him for the rest of his career. And he still has a lot of good football left in him if he can, you know, turn his act around as far as how he handles himself, you know, off the field and in the locker room. So I think that's something that's going to be put on him. But there's also some unknowns there as well too, because he's still dealing with some issues that with the league that he might be penalized or he might be suspended for a number of games before he can come back and play for anyone. So that's something I'm sure there's going to be a concern for any team that tries to sign him as well. Are you going to lose him for 4 games when you get him? Are you going to lose him for 6 games? Are you going to lose him for 8 games? Who knows?
Right, no question. If those things are behind, you find out that, you know, that he's not going to get suspended or he's getting suspended for 4 games, and now you know what you're getting, you've went through the ball with him, what would be next for you, Warren? Would you then, if you like what you heard or hearing from this guy and you felt like you had a pretty good relationship with him, what would be the next step for you as a quarterback with this sphere of influence like Tom Brady and Russell Wilson and these Lamar Jacksons? What would be your information that you would take back to the coach if you enjoyed it?
Well, you know, Laura, I don't think there's any question about his physical abilities, and I don't think there's any question about how hard he works as a player on the field and to get himself ready and prepared physically. Again, my biggest questions are going to be about where is he mentally, and we've all seen him work out with a lot of different quarterbacks, and all those quarterbacks seem to like him as far as what his physical talent is. But there's a lot more to it when it comes to Antonio Brown that you have to deal with before he's ready to be put into a locker room and into a team environment. So those are things that are still going to be concerns of mine, but I'm sure my reports going back to any coach are going to be glowing on the physical side of it. But there's so many more other things that have to happen before he can get himself signed on a football team.
Hall of Famer Warren Moon joining us here on 95.7 The Game. The NFL announced yesterday that they were going to cut the preseason from 4 games down to 2. That comes a week after they announced that the Hall of Fame game between the Cowboys and the Steelers would be canceled. So now here we are, 2 games on the preseason schedule for now before we launch into the regular season. If you're a head coach, how aggressive will you get with those games? Because normally we don't see the starters a whole lot in week 1, and we don't see them at all in week 4. Would you be playing your starters deep into games in these 2 preseason matchups?
Well, I'd have to play them some to get them ready for the season. That's one thing you have to do in football is get your body kind of roughened up for the season. You can't just go out there not having hit anybody, not having been tackled, not having blocked anybody live. You've got to get out there and let your guys play. So I would let them play definitely at least a half. Well, maybe not a whole half the first game, but probably a quarter and a half the first game, and then try and get them out there for at least another quarter and a half to a half in that second game to get them ready for the season. So they're definitely going to play more on those 2 preseason games than they would over the course of the 4. But you got to remember, even when guys play 4 preseason games, they really only play the starters the equivalent of maybe 1 preseason game if you add up all the time that they play over the course of those 4 games. But because you're only playing 2, you've got to play them a little bit more to get them ready for the season, especially if your training camp might be a little bit shorter this year because of the virus.
Warren, right now, July 2nd, who's the favorite in the NFC West?
You'd have to go with San Francisco right now. I mean, they're the defending NFC champs. They bring back pretty much everybody from that football team. They've lost a couple of receivers, but I still think they have a lot of good talent on their team. Their strength is going to be in their running game. I think their offensive line just got strengthened by signing the big tackle from the Washington Redskins. So they're going to be the team to beat, but this is going to be one of the more competitive divisions in the NFL. You got Seattle's going to be right there, who only lost to them division title last year by a half yard. If they score a touchdown there on the half yard line, they're the division champs, and who knows what happens after that. And then you always have the Rams, who you just don't know how good they're going to be, and then Arizona's going to be much more improved. So this is going to be a very, very competitive division, as it usually is.
No question. Warren, when you look at the season now, and we're talking about only 2 preseason games, what is going to be the emphasis, you think, far as this training camp? Do you see them now ramping it up a lot more 9-on-70? You almost have to do that now because of a shortened season, because of a shortened preseason?
Yeah, you almost have to get a little bit more hitting in there than you normally would. Because they haven't had any OTAs or anything throughout the whole offseason, they've got to get out there and get reps in there. And maybe you're not as many live reps that you're doing in practice, but you definitely got to get a lot of reps, especially for your starters, the guys who are going to be playing the most, because you got to start creating that timing, that cohesion, and that chemistry that it takes to go into the season, especially teams that have maybe a young quarterback that might be starting this year, or maybe a team that has a lot of free agency that are coming in that have to get acclimated to what the new system is for their football team. So you've got to get those guys up to speed. The only way to do it is to give them as many reps as possible, whether that's more walkthroughs or and then some more hitting, because you just got to find out what you have on your football team, especially with the young guys that you're bringing in. You don't know what you have with your rookies and your free agents as far as how they can play the pro football game. So you've got to see all of that in a very short period of time.
Warren Moon with us here on 95.7 The Game. College football is obviously going through some difficult times as well, trying to figure out, get on the same page, coordinate whether or not they'll be able to have a season, whether or not they'll be able to do it safely. What would you do if you were Clemson Tigers quarterback Trevor Lawrence, he's been in the national championship game in each of the two seasons in which he's played. He's clearly a very talented player that would be high on a draft board for a lot of teams, if not all of them. He still has to play or at least spend one more year not in the NFL before he's eligible for the draft. Would you even take the risk of playing this year, COVID-19, injuries, all that stuff? Or would you say, you know what, there's too much at stake. I'm going to sit this year out and I'm going to enter the draft next season.
Well, if I'm him and the competitor that I am, and as much as I love the game, I'm going to play. And I want to play and go out there and play as much as I can. I don't want to bail on my teammates. I made a commitment to the Clemson University to play football there. And I have a bunch of teammates who are relying on me to be their quarterback and be their leader. And I love playing the game and I want to play the game. So I can't go out there being worried about getting hurt, because you can get hurt working out in the off season or working out in the gym, getting ready for a season. So, yeah, I want to play. I want to go out there and play and be with my teammates and have the best season I possibly can.
Good stuff, as always. Hall of Famer, 9-time Pro Bowler, former NFL quarterback, the great Warren Moon with us here on 95.7 The Game. Thank you, Warren. I hope you and your family have a terrific holiday weekend.
Same to you guys. You guys be safe and look forward to talking to you down the road.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.